This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, hoping that you'll take just a few minutes out of your day to study with us from the Word of God. In studying the overall subject of entering the church, we have been studying the question of being saved by faith, and we've raised the question, as we did last time, why do some people who honestly and sincerely want to do the Lord's will make the mistake of holding that one is saved the very moment he believes? I'd been suggesting last time, and we'd not quite finished discussing it, of the fact that some make this mistake because they do not distinguish between the various covenants in the Bible. For instance, some go to the thief on the cross and hold that this is a proper example of what one can do to be saved today. But I submit to you that this is not the case. The thief said to the Lord, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And the Lord said to him, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Now this no doubt was an indication by the Lord that the thief was saved. But it is not an indication that you and I can simply say, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom," and the Lord will say to us then, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." First of all, the Lord's kingdom's already been established many hundreds of years ago, and secondly, the thief lived under the old covenant. Notice the very significant passage found in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 17. "For where a testament is, there must," notice that, "there must of necessity." I do not know how you could say it any stronger than that. "Where a testament is, there must of necessity be the death of him that made it. For it doth never avail." Notice that. Never. Not any time at all. "For it doth never avail while he that made it liveth." Now it so happens that my wife and I have made a will, and I'm sure that you have. For what little of this world's goods we have left to our children, share and share alike. But now that will has absolutely no binding power on us while we are yet living. If you were to come to me and ask for $10 as a loan in order that you might buy food if you were hungry, or even just as a gift, I could give you that money without any regard to what that will says. I could give away all of my goods if I liked, and that will would have absolutely no binding power. But on the other hand, when I die, then every penny must be distributed according to the terms of that will. Just so it is, while Jesus was here on earth, the Bible tells us that the Son of Man had power on earth to forgive sin. He often said to a person, "Thy faith has saved thee, thy sins are forgiven," and so on. But the law of Christ, the gospel of Christ, was not yet in force. Remember when he gave the Great Commission according to Luke chapter 24, beginning with verse 45, when he said, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and should rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name unto all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem." Now notice, this was after he was crucified, after he died, and before he ascended. He said that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name, that is, by his authority, or according to the terms of his New Testament, beginning at Jerusalem. That shows that it had never been done before the day of Pentecost, which was the day in which this was first done. Therefore, it's clear that the remission of sins which the thief on the cross received was not according to the terms of the gospel. That's why the writer of the book of Hebrews said, "For where a testament is, there must of necessity be the death of him that made it, for it doth never avail while he that made it liveth." Friend, my will and your will has absolutely no binding power on what we do with our goods, our money, our houses, and so forth, while we're still living. But when we die, then that will be probated, and then all of the terms, or all of my wealth, will be distributed according to the terms of that will. No one can be saved today without obeying the new covenant, and the thief on the cross did not die under the new covenant. I hope that point's been of value to you. Check your Bible and see that I'm telling you the truth. Be back with us tomorrow. It's been so good to have you today.